Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GR Infraprojects Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. We have the management from GR Infraprojects Limited, Mr. Ajendra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kandpal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ashi. Without taking any further time, I would like to hand the floor to Ajendra Ji for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Parikshit Ji. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon. I welcome you all to the earnings call of GR Infraprojects Limited for Q1 of financial year 26. Let me introduce the leadership team present on this call. We have with us Mr. Anand Rathi, the Group CFO, and Mr. Ankit Maheshwari, Deputy CFO of the company. First, let me provide the key highlights on our Q1 performance, followed by recent development in the infrastructure sector, and then by question and answer session. Revenue from operations in the first quarter of fiscal 2026 stood at 1,826.14 crores as against 1,896.54 crores in the corresponding period in the previous financial year. The EBITDA margin, excluding other income, for the current quarter stood at 12.65% as against 13% in the corresponding period in the previous financial year. During the quarter, the company has repaid the debt of 137 crores, which has resulted in an improved debt-equity ratio to 0.04, which is one of the best in the sector. During July 2025, the company has been declared L1 for one road EPC project of 245 crores. As of today, three road projects of 4,500 crores approximately are having L1 status. As on date, the order book stood at 23,700 crores approximately. As on the date, the company has 24 projects of 15,000 crores approximately under execution. As on date, one DBFOT project spreading across Rajasthan, UP, MP of 3,700 crores approximately is awaiting appointed date. As on date, we have bids of 7,300 crores approximately which are yet to be opened. It constitutes of two highways, two railways, and one power transmission and distribution project. Moving on, sector highlights and infrastructure development of India. For the past few years, the bid awarding has been a bit slow. However, based on recent announcements, we expect that in the near term, the pace of bids will be enhanced. For the road sector, NHAI plans to open a bid of 340,000 crores in the current financial year. The combined length of these upcoming projects is estimated at 6,300 kilometers. NHAI has also released its first-ever asset monetization strategy for the road sector. The strategy covers the period from 2025 to 2030 and focuses on mobilizing capital through co-operate transfer infrastructure investment trust and securitization of models. The strategy is aligned with India's second national monetization pipeline, which targets Indian rupees 10 trillion or $117 billion. Over 5 years from my monetization infrastructure assets across sector. The road sector is expected to contribute Indian rupees 3.5 trillion or $41 billion of this total. In railway and metro, also we see a strong pipeline of 96,000 crore approximately. Recently, the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 major railway projects of Indian rupees 11,169 crores approximately. In power transmission sector is also expected to attract a significant amount of investment. We see a pipeline of 54,000 crore approximately. For hydro and tunnels, the government is drawing a plan to build a tunnels project worth Indian rupees 2.5 to 3 lakh crore over the next 10 years as part of country's infrastructure development. In the current financial year, we see the pipeline of 40,000 crore approximately. We will continue our strategy of diversifying and balancing our portfolio across various markets and sectors to achieve strong order book and growth in current financial year. Our strong team and focus on our project delivery will be continued to drive our success. That's all from my side. Over to Ankit ji for update financial position of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I would be presenting now the key highlights of Q1 financial performance. The company's standalone revenue from operations was 1,826 crores approximately in the quarter ended June 2025, which has decreased by 3.7% year over year compared to 1,896 crores approximately in the quarter ended June 2024. This decrease was primarily on account of new projects, the execution of which started in Q1 of financial year 26. The company's consolidated revenue from operations was 1,988 crores approximately in the quarter ended June 2025, which has decreased by 2% approximately year over year compared to 2,030 crores in quarter ended June 2024. The standalone EBITDA margin stood at 12.65% in the quarter ended June 25. It was 13% in quarter ended June 24. The EBITDA margin at group level has increased to 20% in quarter ended June 25 from 18% in quarter ended June 24. Profit after tax at standalone level increased to 1,216 crores approximately in quarter ended June 25 compared to 152 crores in quarter ended June 24. Profit after tax at consolidated level also increased to 244 crores approximately in the quarter ended June 25 as compared to 156 crores in the quarter ended June 24. The standalone net worth stood at 8,105 crores approximately at the end of June 2025. It was 7,888 crores at the end of fiscal 25. The net worth at consolidated level is 8,749 crores approximately at the end of June 2025. It was 8,503 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. The total standalone borrowings outstanding at the end of fiscal 2025 is 364 crores approximately with debt to equity of 0.04 times. The total consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 2025 is 5,371 crores with debt to equity of 0.61 times. During the quarter, the company has made additions to the fixed assets amounting to 33.3 crores approximately. The net block of property, plant and equipment including CWIP and intangibles is 1,174 crores at the end of current quarter. The investments in our subsidiary companies in the form of loans and equity is 2,400 crores, including interest, at the end of June 2025. The balance promoter contribution required to be made for the operational HAM or BOT projects is 2,637 crores approximately, of which we are expecting a contribution of 800 crores in the fiscal year 2026. The working capital in days at the end of June 2025 is 121 days as compared to 117 days at the end of fiscal 2025. This increase was primarily on account of increase in inventory days for the power transmission, distribution and roadways projects. The trade receivables at the standalone basis are 1,745.6 crores, including 1,583 crores HAM debtors at the end of June 2025. The trade receivables at the consolidated level are 215 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. The unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is 842 crores at the end of June 2025. And the unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is 314 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. The inventory levels are at 606 crores at the end of June 2025 compared to 538 crores at the end of fiscal 2025. With this, I sincerely thank to all our stakeholders, including employees, business partners, vendors, bankers, auditors, investors, those who have supported the company throughout. And on behalf of GR Infra Projects Limited, I thank everybody for attending this earning call. Thank you. I hand over now to Mr. Parikshit.
Can we start the Q&A now?
Sure, sir. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is the recent changes to the HAM bidding criteria and NHAI's target of about 3.4 trillion bidding in FY26. What is your take on it? I mean, will the competition reduce? What will be your target on the order inflow front?
सर अभी जो जिस तरह से एनएचआई ने पाइपलाइंस में प्रोजेक्ट शो की है 3.4 ट्रिलियन रुपीज के तो उससे अपॉर्चुनिटी तो बढ़ेगी निश्चित तौर पे और जो नए क्राइटेरिया आए हैं उससे जिनकी बैलेंस शीट अच्छी है उनकी जो एक्सपेक्टेशन है हिट रेट है वो अच्छी रहनी चाहिए इनिशियली जो अभी गैप है इनिशियली तो अभी जिस तरह से अभी स्लो बिडिंग हुई है तो मुझे यूं लगता है कि इनिशियली शायद उसका उतना इफेक्ट नहीं आएगा लेकिन आने वाले टाइम में एक बार बिडिंग स्टार्ट होती है तो निश्चित तौर पे ये एक अच्छी अपॉर्चुनिटी बनेगी सेक्टर के लिए
अंडरस्टैंड सर एंड दिस एंबिशियस टारगेट ऑफ 3.4 ट्रिलियन व्हाट इज योर टेक ऑन इट आई मीन विल दिस कंप्लीटली बिड बिड आउट और विल इट सी सम लोअर नंबर देन 3.4 ट्रिलियन
नहीं कंप्लीट का तो बिडिंग नहीं हो सकता अपन का जो एक्सपेक्टेशन रहेगा करीब 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए के एक्सपेक्टेशन हम लोग सोच रहे हैं कि उसमें बिडिंग कर पाएंगे पर जो गवर्नमेंट ने दिया है मुझे यूं लगता है कि उसको 3.4 जो उन्होंने पाइपलाइन में दिखाया है उतना शायद इस साल में बिड नहीं हो पाए उसमें कुछ बिडिंग भी कम होगी और उसका करीब हम लोग जिस तरह से बिड करते हैं जो सिलेक्शन रहता है करीब करीब 70% जो गवर्नमेंट की जो बिडिंग होती है उसमें 70% में हम पार्टिसिपेट कर पाते हैं।
Understood. So the second question is on order inflow for the quarter. As per the calculation, it is coming out to be about 2,000 crores. We understand that L1 to LOA will be worth about 1,000 crores. What are the balance 1,000 odd crores?
Yeah. So we have one railway projects of 222 crores approximately. And then we have the O&M contracts, which we were not showing separately earlier, but now we have added those of approximately 500 crores. And there are some change of scope items of approximately 30 crores.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions. I'll join the queue again.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, this is a reminder for all the participants. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. So what is the progress on Agra Gwalior DBO 40 project? How can you expect the project to be handed over to us, if, especially on the, if we can touch on the land acquisition part? What is the progress?
इसमें सर लैंड एक्विजिशन काफी कुछ हो चुका है, कुछ पीस मिल में थोड़ा बहुत बाकी, ऐसा कोई मेजर चैलेंज नहीं है। और जो इसका जो एक्सपेक्टेड 7 months का जो फाइनेंशियल क्लोज का जो टाइम पीरियड है, हमको लगता है उसमें ये काम हो जाना चाहिए।
So expect the next year, मतलब by the end of ये साल के अंत तक हो जाएगा सर, ये फिस्कल ईयर के अंत तक, राइट सर?
नहीं, सो
फिस्कल ईयर तक ले सकते हैं, मार्च 26 तक अराउंड ये हमारे पास?
नहीं नहीं, सो लैंड एक्विजिशन ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीट है, इट इज मोर देन 98% or 99% लैंड एक्विजिशन हो रही है, राइट? एंड वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि इसका फाइनेंशियल क्लोजर विल बी गेटिंग इन द करंट मंथ एंड प्रोबब्ली विल बी एबल टू स्टार्ट एग्जीक्यूशन ऑन दिस प्रोजेक्ट मे बी इन द मंथ ऑफ नवंबर or December, right? Yes, on day one. I mean, for current year, the progress would not be high, but yes, that will be starting execution those projects, the execution on this project in the current year itself.
How do you think about your revenue now for F26? Is it possible to get 15% growth, or aapke saal se thoda kami rahega ye saal?
So, हमारे को लगता है बिकॉज एक तो क्या हुआ कि दैट मॉनसून इस क्वार्टर में थोड़ा जल्दी आ गया, आई मीन दैट दे स्टार्ट मॉनसून स्टार्टेड एट द एंड ऑफ मे इटसेल्फ, राइट? तो थोड़ा ये क्वार्टर में इफेक्ट है, बट अदरवाइज बिकॉज वी हैव बीन डीग्रोइंग फॉर लास्ट 2 years, राइट? तो थोड़ा अपने को लगता है कि वी विल बी हैविंग दिस ईयर विल बी हैविंग ग्रोथ ऑफ 10% एटलीस्ट और मे बी 15%, तो उतना इशू नहीं है. एंड नाउ मोस्ट ऑफ द ऑर्डर्स, राइट, that all are under execution. I mean, we have received the appointed date, even latest, last May in the month of June also, or July, we have that last 10 project, we have received the appointed date. So all the projects are now under operation, right? They all are under construction. So it gives us some confidence that we'll be getting, you know, more than 10% kind of growth for the current year.
My last question on this order prospect, the transmission mein hai. How is it looking like, and do we have a target in mind ki ye saal itna karna hai, ye saal to chapa jar ko mujhe transmission se leke aana hai?
Haan, so current year hamara order intake from transmission is in the range of 3000 to 4000 crore, and given the pipeline we are hopeful that we'll be able to get this kind of project.
Okay, understood sir. Thank you sir, thank you, that's it from my side, thank you.
Thank you, my
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. So my first question, we transferred 9 HAM assets to Indus Infra Trust. What is the strategy for future monetization? Are there any contingent liabilities from indemnities project to the InvIT?
So last question which I could answer is basically if there is any contingency while we are transferring, right, those asset to InvIT. That was the last question, but before that you also asked some different question, right, which I didn't get exactly. Now, with respect to that contingent liability is what we have seen in past. Sometimes, because of change of scope, because the project is not complete on, you know, even if we are getting COD, and on later date, let's say if NHAI is coming up with a solution that, okay, they would be de-scoping, then there may be chances that project value on, which we have estimated, right, while transferring that project to InvIT, may get revised, because change of scope order would be finalized only at that point of time. So to that extent, that project value or the project value may be revised, and my compensation accordingly will be, you know, get revision, maybe on higher side or maybe on lower side. That depends on case to case basis. It depends on the project which we are transferring, right? And sometimes there is a change, with respect to that escalation or indices or something like this. To that extent, yes, of course, we are having that contingent liability carry forward, but otherwise there is no contingent liability basically while we are transferring any asset.
So, and that first part, we transferred 9 HAM assets to Indus Infra Trust. So, what is the strategy for future monetization?
See, our strategy is to transfer to, you know, trust only as and when the project will be completed. Ultimately, because we don't want to be, you know, or we don't want to hold generally. That's not our, I would say, role to hold those assets for a longer period. That's how, and that's why, I mean, we started with this idea of, you know, creating the trust. So idea would be transferring those assets to trust fund.
Okay. So on the industry side, some industry regulatory side, the new performance security rules for aggressive bids may impact margins. So how we are adjusting our bidding strategies?
With respect to highway, you are saying?
Yes, sir.
See, highway, I mean, there is huge competition so far, which we have seen in past, and hence we are not able to get much project, except in last 2.5 years we have got 1 BOT project. Otherwise, we are not able to get project. And we are going by our own strategy that will not be bidding to, you know, that low. I mean, will not be unless until we will be making it net plus. I mean, we are not making any, I mean, we don't want to lose basically while taking any highway projects, right? So that is our strategy, one piece. And second, what we believe is that they have come up with good amount of projects, right? So far, which they have created or DPR is being prepared by them or land is being acquired by them. And now they have come up with, you know, they have tightened that qualification criteria as well, both on technical terms as well as on financial terms. So going forward, what we believe is that maybe next couple of months that competition would be coming down and we'll be able to get, you know, a decent share of those projects which would be bidded in the current year on decent margin. I won't say that there would be good margin, high margin, but yes, of course, we'll be able to maintain our margin while getting those projects.
Okay, sir. So on the BharatNet OFC project side, and I think margins are around 10%. I think how many circles are yet to be awarded, and how can look at in these segments in terms of business opportunity?
I think out of 16 projects they have bidded, they have awarded 13 projects. 3 more projects are yet to be, or they have come up with, you know, they have come up with revised bidding, right? And there also will be participating. But what I believe is once we are, you know, starting execution on the project on this BharatNet, we'll be taking or we'll be exploring more business opportunities in this sector as well. So idea is to get some comfort on this particular sector, and we'll be getting more comfort, we'll be doing more projects. On and yearly target, I would say, would be in the range of at least to start with 1,000 to 1,500.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question in line is from Shelly Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, how much in the dividend are we expected to receive in FY 2026? Hello? Hello?
Ma'am, you are audible. Give me one minute. I'm checking if the management is online. Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has disconnected, but we are working on getting them back. Please stay hold, please. We have the management online reconnected. Ms. Shelly, you could go ahead with your question, please.
Hello?
Ms. Shelly Jain?
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. I was asking how much in the dividend are we expected to receive for FY 2026, and how much did we get for Q1?
No, sir, your voice is not that clear. Come again with your question. Hello, Shelly?
Is this better, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking how much in the dividend are we expected to receive for FY 2026?
For InvIT dividend, what?
Yes. Yes.
InvIT, they are targeting almost 12% kind of return, right, on year basis, which is comprised of dividend and interest, right? So depending on the balance sheet of that SPVs, those surplus would be either distributed through dividend or interest. So what we have been given guidance is that almost 12-12.5% would be the kind of, and that amount comes to in the range of 230-240 crore, right? 230 crore will be getting in the form of interest.
For Q1, sir?
Q1, we have received almost 40 crore.
Okay. 40 crore. And sir, what would be the retention money and consolidated number for Q1?
Retention is 4.63.
Retention is?
Retention is.
4.63 crore. 5 crore approximately.
Four, yeah, 5 crore approximately retention is. And.
Okay.
Consolidated. You're asking consolidated?
Yes. Yes, sir.
One minute.
I think it is in the range of 350 odd crore.
Okay.
Consolidated debtor is approximately 214 crore for the quarter end.
Yes, 214.
Okay, 214 crore. And sir, for our equity requirement, what would be the, sorry?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was asking for our equity requirement, how much are we going to invest in next 9 months and FY 2027?
So as on date, our outstanding equity commitment is around 2,700 crore, 2,600 crore, right? And current year, we have almost invested so far 300 crore. We are expecting another 700-800 crore in the current year and balance in next 2 years. So again, in the range of 1,000 odd crore on yearly basis.
Understood, sir. And how are we looking at margins for 2026 and 2027?
2026, we have already mentioned that it would be in the range of 12-13%. And for 2027, I don't think that there would be any extraordinary shift in the margin metrics. If we are able to get a good amount of projects, certainly we can expect. And if we are able to get good growth also, more than 20%, then certainly our margin would be improved. But otherwise, more or less in the range of 12 to 13 or 15%. That would be the general range.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, as you just mentioned that, you know, if you are looking for growth more than 20%, then the margins could also improve. So just on the order inflow front, given the good pipeline in roads as well as now transmission as well, what is the order inflow growth we can see for 26 as well as 27, FY27?
See, current year we have targeted for order inflow of around 22,000 crores, right? And of course, I mean, depending on if we'll be able to get those kind of orders, which we believe because of the pipeline which we can see.
So 22,000 crores will be order book, right?
Order intake for the current year.
Okay.
Right. So this is the current year target, order intake target, and next year it would be in the range of 30,000 crore, I mean, depending on that government plan and all that, right? And for FY27, yes, we'll be able to get, I mean, if things go as per our wish, then we'll be, you know, back on the track of, you know, having 20% plus kind of growth in terms of top line.
Understood. So given this, I mean, 22,000 crores and 30,000 crores of order inflow target, then, I mean, the revenue should easily cross 15% estimate, right? Given the execution remains same as it has been historically.
So in, may not be on 27 basis, but 28. I mean, because we are on the in the range of 7,000 crore for the current year, right? 7,000, 8,000 crore. And then generally, if we are getting more BOT projects, then those projects are, you know, getting started, coming to execution only after the gap of 1 year, right? Almost 10 to 12. So maybe 28, yes, of course, will be with this kind of top line, you can see.
So for 27, you'll see again 10 to 15% of growth rates.
For 27, yes, of course, we can be more than 15%. Yeah, 20%, okay. 15 to 20%.
Okay. So last question is on the under construction projects. Are we facing any challenges in execution from, you know, land availability perspective? Historically, we've seen that some of our projects have got extension of time.
Yeah, so whatever project which are under execution, because land is not 100%, I would say. So what right now we are facing in terms of challenges in execution is that presently it is monsoon, right? There is a huge rain, which is, you know, we can witness across the country. And maybe what we believe is that existing processes, of course, there are challenges in terms of the land. So far, 100% land, we haven't got that landed. But because of, that's how we are also, you know, interpreting that government, so far we haven't come with the various projects. Reason being, they are collating the land piece at least and get that forest clearances on hand beforehand, before, you know, bidding and all that. So going forward, whatever project we'll be getting, maybe they won't be will be finding any land sort of issue. But yes, of course, abito there is intermittently these issues are there, right, with respect to land acquisition, land availability and all that, right? It again depends on case-to-case basis, not in each and every project. As we mentioned, in Agra, Gwalior, there is almost more than 98% land is already being acquired, right? So, and that project was live for last 2 years. So that's how, I mean, there is no challenge in terms of land acquisition for those projects. Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shravan from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Sorry for actually I joined late, had another call. Just wanted to check, sir, you mentioned just now that for this year we are looking at 22,000 crore order inflow and next year around 30,000 odd crore inflow. So if you can break up, so pardon me if you have already said that, then no need to repeat. Otherwise, if you can share in terms of the breakup, what we are looking at, and in terms of the pipeline from NHS side, how currently it is, pipeline is, and in terms of BOT, HAM and EPC, so where we are looking at the order, such a large order.
So strong, yeah, I mean that 22,000 crore of order intake, in fact we have mentioned our last call also, that that would be largely, you know, 14,000-15,000 crore would be coming from transport sector, which would be highway, railway, metro. Then there would be hydro and tunneling projects in the range of 2,500-3,000 crore. And then there would be transmission project, transmission and ropeways, which would be in the range of 4,000-4,500. And then other sector, which includes, you know, telecom and other projects, which is in the range of 500,000 crore projects, right? So these are the general breakup. And when we talk about, it's almost, I would say, 66% is again coming from highway or transportation sector, I would say, where pipeline is big, huge pipeline is there, in particularly highway. Government has already declared their plan to, you know, come for bidding for almost 3.5 lakh crores of the project, which probably we believe in the current year may be in the range of 2 to 2.5 lakh crores. And railway, there is a good pipeline, railway, metro, there are good amount of projects which we believe that will be coming going forward, and we would be getting our order intake commitment fulfilled, right? With respect to the order intake for next year, it is by and large, so far we haven't deep dive into it, but that's, we believe that while, you know, taking our growth target into mind, we'll be having this kind of order intake going forward, and accordingly we are working on this, right? I think I have given you the answer of your question.
Yeah, got it. So sir, this 22,000 crore also includes the 4,200-300 crore L1 that we are, and when we are likely to get the appointed date for that?
See, 22,000 crore is a fresh one, and it will always be a pipeline, because there won't be, you know, because generally there would be some project which always be there in the L1 status. I mean, so that those L1 projects which right now are, you know, we can see into L1 status may get converted into that firm order, and then out of the 22,000 crore, again we may have 4,000-5,000 crore of the project, which will at that point of time might be having that, you know, showing the L1 status. So that is the continuity. I mean, that's the continuous process, right? And so yes, of course, to answer your question, it is a fresh new orders which we are targeting, which is the range of 22,000 crore.
And this, the current one, 4,300 crore L1, when we will be getting the appointed date?
Yes, so these are the L1. First, we have to receive the LOA. They are basically two projects are there, which are actually L1, which is from Maharashtra government, right? And so we are also waiting for them to be, you know, converted into firm order. Maybe not into monsoon season, but what I believe that we'll be able to get that project, you know, put into firm order in the month of October, and we'll be able to start in the month of January. Yeah.
Okay. And when we talk about the NHI 2 lakh, 2.5 lakh crore, so is it possible to share broadly whatever the pipeline is, 40-50%, is it the HAM, and how much is the BOT projects, and are we also looking one or two more BOT toll projects?
Yes, yes. So we are looking for, yes, of course, more BOT projects, and to the extent, because the list is out, and what I believe is almost out of 350,000 crore of the orders, 60 or 70,000 crore is from basically for in BOT toll model. And then around BOT toll is what?
1.7
under hand. 50,000 is basically BOT toll, 50. And 70,000 crores. 70,000 is basically, so there is a list which is, I mean, they have clearly mentioned, they have clearly spelled out what would be the project which they would be awarded under BOT and under HAM and all that, right? So there would be EPC as well. So EPC 50,000 crores in EPC and balance is in HAM. This is the breakup.
Okay. That point is just wanted to, because for last almost 2 years, hope is there, but in terms of there is a delay from NHAI side. So that's what I just wanted, a kind of a reassurance from your side that are we confident that this time this number, what we are talking, 2-3 lakh or crore, will that get awarded this year?
No, so in past 2 years, what we have seen is NHAI was giving kind of assurance that, okay, they would be bidding this number of the project and all that. This time they have come up with detailed list of the project. They have already identified these are the corridors, these are the projects which they are going to bid, right? Which gives us some sense or some confidence that, okay, they have done some sort of homework while announcing, you know, these number of biddings and all that. And hence, we are also getting comfort, basically, what NHAI is basically claiming in those kind of statements.
Okay. Whatever the changes in terms of the qualification, in terms of the network criteria and everything, do we think that will it lead to a lower competition and maybe we can get a slightly higher margin?
See, is quite certain that competition would be coming down, right? Because of that network criteria or technical, you know, criteria which they have introduced. Now, with respect to margin, because see, what we believe is that maybe you can say improvement in margin not in the current year and may not be next year as well, because on there are people who are willing to get, I mean, because so for last 2 years, we haven't received any order, HAM order, right? So we are eager to get those kind of projects. And we may not increase our margin expectation on day one, but yes, as and when my order book is getting, you know, fulfilled, I would be certainly increasing my margin expectation, which ultimately will result into my actual margin realization only in the year FY 28, I would rather say. Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if you can repeat for... Okay, no issues. Thank you.
Yeah, please join the queue. Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So my question is, that you said that the equity requirement is 600 crore. So does that include the BOT?
Hello. Voice is not audible. So your voice is not audible.
Clear now?
Yes.
Is it clear now?
Yeah, please go on.
So sir, you had mentioned that the outstanding equity requirement is of 2600 crore. So does it include the equity requirement for the tender?
So there was a static.
Yeah.
Disturbance at your end. Could you come again with your question, please?
Hi, is that clear now?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
So, sir, you mentioned that there is an outstanding equity requirement of 2600 crores. So, does that equity requirement also include the BOT project?
Participants, the management line has dropped. We are trying to get them back online. Please hold on. Mr. Parth, you can go ahead with your question, please.
Okay. Hi, sir. So, you mentioned that the outstanding equity requirement is of 2600 crore. So, does that include the BOT project as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And when can we expect the LOA for our two MSRDC projects, Pune Ring Road Package E6 and Nagpur-Chandrapur?
Yeah. So as Anandji just mentioned, by end of quarter three, we expect the date, and hopefully by January, we should kickstart the project.
So what would be the execution that we can expect in the last quarter?
Out of those two projects, you are saying?
Yeah. Yeah, out of the two projects.
So initially, in first quarter, we can't generally, in our experience, it is not more than 5%. 3%-5% is the first quarter progress we'll find.
Okay. And the last question, sir, what is the total overall bid pipeline, including every, like, tunnel, hydro, power, T&D, and road?
Yeah.
Total overall bid pipeline.
Total bid pipeline, as we mentioned, is approximately 22,000 crore for the current financial year, and it includes around 14,000-15,000 crore.
No, no, that is, I'm using order in, I'm not asking order in, the total bid pipeline.
No, you are asking the order pipeline, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the pipeline for the highway sector is approximately 3.4 lakh crore.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, my question has been almost all my questions have been answered. If the management can just give some industry clarity for next two or three years.
Industry clarity?
इंडस्ट्री में सर ऐसा है कि अभी जो जिस तरह से पिछले दो साल में तो थोड़ा बिट स्लो रहा इंडस्ट्री में, लेकिन अभी जिस तरह से NHAI ने पूरी पाइपलाइन शो की है प्रोजेक्ट की, 3.4 लाख करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट आ रहे हैं, जिसमें BOT, HAM और EPC सभी मिला के हैं। अपने लिए जो पाइपलाइन, जैसे अभी पहले भी उन्होंने क्वेश्चन किया, तो मैं ये बताना चाहता हूं कि अपना करीब करीब जो हाईवे में जो फोकस है, अपने पाइपलाइन है, वो करीब 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए का है। इसी तरह से रेलवे में करीब 20,000 करोड़ है, पावर ट्रांसमिशन में करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपीज है, मेट्रो में 22,000 करोड़ रुपीज है। डिफरेंट में पाइपलाइंस में काफी अच्छी पाइपलाइंस बनी हुई है, और अगर आने वाले टाइम में होप कर रहे हैं कि डिसेंट प्रोजेक्ट इनमें आने चाहिए, और हम लोग डिसेंट इसके हमारे मतलब इसमें विनिंग रेशियो रहना चाहिए।
मतलब आपका मतलब है, हमने 1.5 लाख करोड़ के लिए बिडिंग किया है फॉर हाईवेज और
नहीं, नहीं।
और यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द ओवरऑल ऑर्डर, मतलब फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट साइड।
ये पाइपलाइन में है अभी, जो हम बिड करने वाले हैं।
अच्छा, बिड करने वाले।
करने वाले।
तो हमारा टोटल बिडिंग अराउंड कितने का होगा? 60, 60,000 करोड़, 1 लाख करोड़।
ये मैं जो हाईवे की जो टोटल 3.4 लाख करोड़ रुपीज है, उसमें से अपने जो फोकस पाइपलाइन उसको मानता हूं, उसको 1.4 लाख करोड़ की मानता हूं। टोटल पाइपलाइन में जो हाईवे का जो NHAI ने किया है, 3.4 लाख करोड़ का बोल।
ओके।
और अपना जो टारगेट बनता है, क्योंकि उसके अंदर काफी EPC भी, स्मॉल प्रोजेक्ट भी होंगे, उनको हम अपने फोकस में नहीं रख रहे हैं। हम लोग 140,000 करोड़ रुपीज का टारगेट कर रहे हैं।
ओवरऑल दो तीन साल नेक्स्ट अच्छा रहेगा, ये कंस्ट्रक्ट मतलब EPC और HAM।
निश्चित तौर पर रहना चाहिए।
थैंक यू सर। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So sir, just two, three really small questions. What is the CapEx that you are planning for the full year?
It is in the range of 100 crore.
Okay. And sir, on the monetization front, can we expect any new asset to be transferred to the InvIT this year?
Yeah, of course. Our target is to, as and when project is getting complete, right? Maybe after six months or 12 months or depending on. So it actually gives some flexibility to us also, I mean, whenever, because what we have seen in past that not much cash requirement is there on the balance sheet, so we may delay. I mean, to that extent, we can play, but yes, of course, idea is to ultimately transfer it InvIT only, right?
Okay. And sir, out of this 22,000 crores of order inflows that we are expecting for the full year, how much have you already received in Q1?
Out of this 22,000, so far we have received 2,500 crore, including telecom.
Okay, sure, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
Yeah, I think Ashish has no further questions. So just have one question from my side. So just on the T&D piece, so aapne bola ki this year we're targeting 3,000 crores of water inflows. And you already started with the pilot few years back and you have ramped up the order book to 1,200, 1,300 crores. So on the back-end side, on the supply chain side, how do you think this opportunity will play out? Is it going to be only standalone captive projects? Are you looking to do more projects for other direct clients like Power Grid and other developers of TBCB? So how do we read into this and growth plans for this vertical?
So far, I mean, our target is to basically go more captive only because the capacity so far we have built is, I think, would be sufficient enough. There is no scope. I believe that there won't be any much scope left with us if we have to go outside our, you know, captive project. So idea is to either, let's say if we are getting more projects, we can target even 5,000 for the TBCB project or transmission project, but we'll like to do in-house, I mean, for our own project.
So that in-house capability, I mean, as you keep developing, you get qualified on the higher HV ratings, 400 or 765, so which can be used to monetize in third-party direct orders. So any plans in the near future, mid to long term, that outside the captive book, which is more equity intensive, you'll also look to do third-party EPC orders, and where also you set up your tower capacity and conductive capacity. So any thought there?
No, so yes, of course. I mean, see, point is we are already in discussion with various, I mean, we are exploring other options also where though we have been executing captive projects and where we will start doing, you know, monetization discussion and all that of those projects. So ultimately what we have shown or what we have basically demonstrated in highway sector where we'll be bidding for BOT projects and ultimately it will end up basically as a EPC for us. So yes, of course, I mean, first we want to, you know, fully utilize those kind of synergies. And then certainly, maybe if we'll be having more capacity left with us, we'll be certainly looking for third party projects.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. I think there's no further questions. I'd like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. And sir, any last comments you'd like to give before we close the call?
Thank you, sir. On behalf of HDFC Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.